I am with Tony Moore in Tours for an interview in La Librairie Bédélire. Hello.
Hello.
What is your feeling to be in France?
It's great. Everyone is very friendly. The country is beautiful. It's been so much fun.
What do you feel about the fact that you work, which is sometimes something not really old, but something like 2 or 3 years ago, who just came out in France? I'm saying with a Walkie Date or FI agent that we can find now in France. What do you feel about that? Is it a new happiness? Or?
Yeah, it is. It makes me very happy to see older work that has kind of been forgotten in the United States finding new life here.
My first question will go to Walking Dead. How did you get the idea to create this zombie stuff?
Robert Kirkman and I had been working together on other comics, and when we would take a break, we would watch zombie movies, and we decided that we should make a comic book like the movies that we loved, so that was what we did.
Just for fun, at the beginning?
Well, we knew that we would try to publish it through Image Comics in the U.S., and that was the basic idea. I mean, you know, we didn't know if anyone would like it because there wasn't a lot of horror comics being produced in the U.S., but we knew that we would love to do it, so we figured we would try, and it worked.
In Walking Dead, you've got, of course, the zombie part, but for the human part, there are a lot of everyday feeling. There is some trouble with husband and wife, with the other guy who also loves the wife. It's something we don't see often in some zombie book. It's always the girl and kill. And
we thought a lot of times the zombie movies were more the model for what we wanted to do in the comics, because a lot of the zombie comics, like you said, were very focused on the killing and the gore. So the zombie movies tended to be more successful because it wasn't about the zombies; it was about the people. More often than not, the people were the ones who hurt each other, and the zombies were just kind of more pressure from the outside. But the real threat was being locked with each other more often than not. So yeah, with the Walking Dead, with the book, we wanted to make it more about the people than the zombies. The zombies were more a pressure cooker for the situation and more about the environment, but not necessarily central to the story.
You draw Walking Dead in black and white and gray. Why don't you use some colorist? Or?
We thought that, well, it was cheaper to produce black and white, but we also thought that we could really do whatever we wanted in black and white and make it gory and horrific, but without color, it tends to be, it doesn't become overbearing, you know, to the point that it's a distraction from the story. In my research and drawing, I looked at a lot of photographs of people who had been in accidents or murdered or really horrible things to really understand what dead people look like. And I had a hard time looking at color pictures because it made me feel kind of horrible inside to look at. I had real issues with humanity when I looked at color pictures, but black and white pictures somehow added a little distance between me and the subjects, and I was able to look at them more scientifically without my feelings getting in the way. So we thought with that it would be easier to digest in black and white. It wouldn't become so grotesque, and that it was a distraction, but we could still put everything in. And also because Romero shot Night of the Living Dead in black and white, and we wanted it to feel like that.
Is there a special soundtrack that you will suggest when we read Walking Dead?
For the Walking Dead? Gosh, I hadn't really thought about it. I know when I drew it, I listened to a lot of very sad and angry music. I listened to a lot of black metal from Norway and Sweden. but I also listen to a lot of Nick Cave, murder ballads, slow, sad. That's all I could tell you, really.
And for Fear Agent, which is science fiction, completely different, or?
Well, for Fear Agent, honestly, the music I tend to listen to when I work on it is not so much like techno or electronic or anything. I usually listen to a lot of country music. I listen to Steve Earle and Americana, outlaw country guys like Waylon Jennings and The Highwaymen, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, and Waylon, and I think I already said Steve Earle, and I have Sirius satellite radio, and I listen to the Outlaw Country station on there. They tend to play a lot of rock and country that doesn't get played on regular radio because it's maybe a little too raw, too rock and roll or whatever. I tend to draw my influence from that because Heath is kind of a space cowboy. So, yeah, songs about truckers and stuff like that is what I listen to most of the time.
Did you work in the same way for all the comics that you draw? Are you in the same process when you think about your drawing?
For the most part, yes. I draw. Let's see. I draw the same way usually. Yes. With Fear Agent, because it's more fantastic. I have to do research on spaceships and things like that. And I also want it to feel like 1950s science fiction, so I read a lot of EC Comics, Wally Wood, and all of that stuff. And so I really want it to feel like that. And I try to put myself in the same mindset as they were when they were trying to design these things because they didn't have spaceships to look at. So high-end technology to them was like a nuclear submarine or a really big airplane or something. So I try to base designs on those things when I do that. The Walking Dead was much more pedestrian, real-world kind of things, and so I could draw what I knew at that point. But as far as the act of drawing it, yeah, it's all about... I try to just tell the story. I figure out how I want it to look on the page. You know, the drawing process is pretty much the same.
What are you working on right now?
Right now, I am working on Fear Agent. Still, I am very late on Fear Agent. But I am also working on Ghost Rider at Marvel, which is a book that I've wanted to draw since I was 12 years old. It's a lot of the reason that I always wanted to be in comics. When I was a kid, I read Ghost Rider, and it was my favorite. So I got the opportunity to draw it with a friend of mine, Jason Aaron, who is writing it now, and he's a fantastic writer. So with the editor and one of my favorite writers, who is a great friend, when they asked if I wanted to do it, I had to say yes because it was too perfect. I'm very excited about it.
Would you like that one of your comic books be on screen? Because there is some movies who are really good and the other one who are not so good. So would you like to have a director who shoots something about your work?
Yes, it would be very exciting. I would obviously hope for a good movie. But, you know, if a bad movie came out, I would still have the book. That would be what I wanted, and then hopefully a director would be able to carry that intent to a movie and make a good movie. But I would love to see that happen, and not just for the money, but with like Fear Agent especially, I would love to see a big sci-fi Buck Rogers type movie with our space cowboy. It would be so much fun to see our aliens brought to life with computer-generated graphics and everything. But a book that I did at Vertigo, DC's adult imprint Vertigo, we did a book called The Exterminators over there, and the producers of Dexter from Showtime have optioned it. to produce. So there are still hurdles for it to actually become a TV show on screen, but it's very exciting that they're interested and they want to follow up the success of Dexter with based on our comic. So it could be very fun if it happens. Yeah.
Anything else you would like to add?
I can't think of anything.
So thank you so much, and be welcome in France, and hope you have a good time in Angoulême.
Oh, I'm sure I will. It's been great so far, and yes, I just plan to eat as much as I can. The food here has been so magnificent, and everyone's been so great, so I definitely will have a good time.
Thank you.